might end up running this thing in the truck, the tri-band antenna. Anyway, I don't know. We'll have to see. But anyway, whatever, you know, I mean, the other thing is put the 2-meter all mode rig in there and run 2 meters or something. That's good, too. What else? Yeah, I don't know. I think you should stick with what you got. You put $119 into another TYT radio, I think you'll be real happy with it. You'll have everything set up in the house there. And like you said, you know, with the cars, you can put all those radios in. That's great as long as you can. And then the only question is, how do you keep the mess of the microphones from tangling up?
I do time, you know. I had the 2-meter and the 220, and I was using the Yaesu 857. So I always had two microphones lying around.
Yeah, I think I would try to figure out a way that you get like a switch. There's probably, MFJ might even sell it, or somebody. You can have one mic and you have a switch and you just plug it into all three radios and you just throw the switch to the band you want to use. Let's see where this guy is. This guy's about S8 here. It's funny, like I said, I turned the, on the 857, the IPO off. I got an S6 noise level. And then I turn the IPO, so it's on. And he's not too bad. He's like S6, S5. I think, but anyway, it works. Well, whatever you do, it should be great. You know, that's one thing about having all these different radios in there. Sometimes I find having three receivers going at the same time quite distracting.
Yeah, I'm forever picking up the wrong microphone. I know Sean's always yelling at me for that.
Yeah. So put the processor back on the 857. It does help. I can see the peaks are a little better. Gives you a little more mid-range and stuff, and not too Winchester Cathedral type of audio, really high. And I'm real happy with the way that's set up. Fire up the 520 one of these years. Yeah, it's a good repeater. I like this one. Gordon's repeater actually works all over the place quite well on 835 here. It's got a tremendous range to it.
Everybody's all happy over here. They saw the monk parrot on Goffle Road in the park, and everybody's all happy about them. They don't realize the destruction that these parrots do in this area. W2TU.
That's the same problem they had in Englewood or Fort Lee, down by the waterways down there. Englewood, I guess it is. They're very destructive, those birds, and they're nasty, too.
That's the same bird. They're migrating this way.
They're able to withstand the cold now. Before they weren't. Got to be the same way you are pretty soon. I'll have all these HF rigs and only one antenna.
That's the way to do it. I'm telling you. Yeah, you know, program up that 857 for your 2 meters. Your 440. You know. Get yourself a couple of ham sticks starting underneath the back seat.
Jim gave me that OPEC antenna, the HV4T that covers 440 all the way up to, or down to 80 meters.
That's the same antenna I think Frank has over there in Westwood. Not a bad antenna, you know. You put a 2-meter 440 antenna on your roof, and you know, or you know, the mount that I was telling you about. You know, it's just a lot of radio to put in a vehicle. That's why I sold mine. Yeah, well, I'm not going to be working down in East Rutherford for the rest of my life. We lost a lot of people at work. I really shouldn't say it, but one guy just went to BAE up in Wayne. Another guy got canned. The other guy just went up and quit. He threw his patch on the second in charge's lap and told him what he thought of the place, and I think he's coming back, but been a lot of strange crap going on lately, but, you know, we do what we gotta do. Anyway, that's the story there, and I'd like to be working up here, you know, a little closer to home or something like that anyway. And I think I should be making more money than what I am. Well, the salary's not bad. It's just not what it was. And I think that would make me happier. But yeah, the 857 go good in the car. I've got this Mountain West box, and I could hook it up to the TS-140. I just have to get different cables for it. I got enough radios to play around.
Save up your money. $259, you get yourself the Yaesu, whatchamacallit. I should have bought this. Oh, well. The 7900R, 2 meter 440. Comes with a separation kit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of for the car. I'd like to try 2 meter side beam now. I don't know if it's worth it trying it in the car, you know, and playing with it. But that 751, but it's a nice radio, man. But, you know, having that in the car, that's something I'd have to watch. But the 751 and the CR751A is a very nice radio.
W2TU with NZ2K. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have enough room for that radio?
There's no, you got the floorboards and there's no plastic consoles or something like that. A lot of room.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. yeah. Especially in that truck. I don't know. A lot of radio. A lot of radio, and there's not a lot of sideband, you know. You find the guys on sideband, they're the ones that have fixed location loops, or they're using beams. That's it.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Get away from the yutzes, and that would be a nice way to do it, you know. Just do what you gotta do, and, you know, you could get on there and chat away and on site being without any problems, you know. I mean, that's the thing about it. It just gives you that other versatility, but I'm not a big grid chaser or any of that stuff. But I hear you. Yeah, I thought about a tri-band, and then maybe just a dual band would be all right, too. Wow, it's 10:19, and the wife is still out. I'll keep this radio. It falls over all the time. I'd like to get something to clip it to so it'd stay, in a vertical position and not move around all the time. But I guess that's all right. Anyway, yeah, I'm having fun with the radio. I just kind of wish that I'd made a couple more contacts tonight, but I haven't been able to get out of my back door. Makes me think, boy, maybe I ought to fire up the 520 and see what I can do with that, too. But, yeah, you know, it's just being conditions.
That's it. On 17 meters a couple days ago. Two guys were speaking Spanish. Guy came in, started speaking Spanish to them, and then I could hear in his voice he started saying about the FCC or some ruling, and he went right into detail about, you know, amateur radio being spoken English, and these guys basically told him, you know, cursing at him, started cursing at him.
Yeah, things have changed an awful lot for the worse in my aspect of things, and that's a problem, you know. You would think that they would not be that way, but things have changed, and not always for the better, right?
That's kind of weird. Universal Radio sells the TYTs for $119 also.
What was that for, $119?
TYT 2-meter monoband.
Are you thinking about getting one of those too?
No, I don't need it. I have the I have one TYT which I'm using right now, and I have the Yaesu. Which one is that? The 7100? Which one is that? I forget. The 1900.
Yeah, you got everything you need. I wouldn't bother. Just put all that stuff in here, get the brackets. You already got all three radios, man. I think that's a good thing to do, you know. And you have three frequencies, and, you know, that'll work out great for you. I think the 5 watts coming out of the TYT is enough for the where you're going and everything else like that. You know, the machines you're hitting, you'll do fine.
All right. Listen to a guy, and he's making his call, and he can't remember his own call.
Where are you listening?
I got Alpine 700 on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the processor gives me another 20 to 40 watts out. Amazing. When I go to high cut, it doesn't work so good. It drops. Yeah, anyway, what are you going to do? You know what the problem is? I don't understand at all, but I understand a hell of a lot more Spanish than I did a year ago. I've been talking with a guy next to me. He's from the Dominican. And we've been practicing Spanish, and now I know a lot. He talks to me in Spanish, and I get it.
NJ2BS, repeat.
God, the band's open good tonight. I just wish people could hear me, but oh well. 7134, I got the headphones on. Please sound good.
Where's Roland? Where is he, at the horse farm?
I had to turn the volume down. What was that?
I said, where's Roland? Where is he, on the horse farm?
He's... Holy mackerel. Go to 22456. Howard's on there. 22456. We're on 22456, Chris.
Repeat?
Yeah, Howard, KC2OIB. Remember him? That's Howard. He's playing with his shillelagh.
I do remember Howard.
Roger, roger. I'm on 5-6, New Brunswick.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get into this long interlude with Howard.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
You still here on 2 meters? Chris ends at 2K.
Yeah, I'm on both.
Roger, I'm listening on 7150 also. I wonder what happened to Howard.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Get ready to talk, Chris.
W2TO, repeat.
likes it. I'm going to turn it over to you now. It's going to be your turn to say hi to Howard. I got to cheer him up and out of this stuff. His father's going through what mine went through.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
And the 2K listening, Pearl River.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
And the 2K Mobile listening. W2TU and Z2K Mobile.
NJ2BS repeat.
NZ2K portable listening.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
NZ2K.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS. Repeat. NJ2BS. Repeat. NJ2BS. Repeat.